T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you from Prince George's Stadium. Time for the second game of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. And we're joined now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by infielder Brandon Van Horn. It's been a bit of a whirlwind for you the last couple of days. What's it been like coming from the West Coast now back to the East Coast?
Well, first, thanks for having me. But it's been crazy and a lot of fun. I love this group. I love these guys. And it's awesome to be back.
You started here in Richmond, a couple of games for you here, then off to San Jose. Then you spent a few games up at the AAA level with the Rivercats, and you did pretty well up there. What was that experience like?
Yeah, probably more crazy than anything, but we are fortunate to have a lot of great guys in our system, just like, you know, Chris Shaw up here and your Jonah Arenados and Brock Stassi's. They're there at every level, so... there's a couple guys up there in Sacramento that helped me out a lot and made me feel comfortable. And just that was a big part of me being able to contribute in the little time I was there.
What does it mean to you to get that opportunity to showcase your talent at really the highest level you can get to without going to the big leagues?
Everything, and especially this year with how it started out and not having too many opportunities, is just kind of the nature of the beast, and when you get your chance, you got to take advantage of it. And I think I was able to do that, first off in going back to San Jose, and then, you know, however many opportunities it is, I just was fortunate to take advantage of it, and I still got a lot more work to do, but you know, it's ultimately led me back here, and hopefully I can keep doing that.
Chatting here with Brandon Van Horn on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Let's pull back the curtain a little bit. You find out that you're moving from San Jose to Sacramento. Then you find out you're coming from the Rivercats across the Flying Squirrels. Take me through the last couple of days in terms of your travel.
Okay, so left Richmond, got to San Jose, and that was the first of the next 12 or 13 straight days of sharing a hotel room with somebody. But shared it with some great guys. Ronnie Freeman, who's actually a catcher up in Sacramento, he met me down there in San Jose, and you know, I was able to learn a whole lot from him. And played there for a couple games, went down to Inland, played a couple more games on the road, found out that last game, we played a 7 o'clock game, found out that I was going up to Sacramento after the game. Sat on a bus, we went back up to San Jose. I think we got back at about 8:30 in the morning. Went over to Gio's host family. I slept on the floor for about an hour, and then they sent me on a train, a 3.5 hour train. I know, crazy, right? It's like we're back in the old times at Ebbets Field. But I got on a train, showed up. I think I got there, got to Sacramento about 3:30. Stretch was about at 4. Quick Uber to the field and get a new jersey, new number, new set of signs, and we're ready to roll. And you know, I was able to kind of settle in the couple days I was there, just because the accommodations are so nice. You know, the hotels are awesome. They do a great job of taking care of us. And started my first game as a day game. I couldn't even tell you what day it was, and got called into Brundy's office afterwards and said, "You going back to Richmond?" And it's funny because the older guys, they were kind of, you know, they were like, "Ah, it's all right, whatever, keep playing, you'll be back." But for me, I was excited, you know, because I know I'm gonna get a chance to keep getting opportunities, and I'm back. These are my guys, you know. I love these guys here, and some of the boys I've been with for years now, and I love it here.
And you got back here and you found you still had your old number.
Yeah, how about that? Third different number, third different set of signs within, I don't know, 12, 13 days. Three different, I've watched the last three different Game of Thrones episodes in three different cities.
That's a good way to kind of mark where you've been, right?
Yeah.
And I guess this weekend you're going to be watching it on the bus up to Erie.
Yeah, four straight. So shout out Brock Stassi for his Hulu account. And, you know, it's been a crazy start. But now that I'm here, honestly, it's probably been the most rewarding. I think.
Who's sitting on the Iron Throne when it's all said and done?
Man. Okay. Shocker. Tyrion.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I like that. That's a bold choice. I like it.
Bold move, Cotton, but we'll go with it.
You mentioned the guys here in the clubhouse in Richmond that you've played with before. And you're getting to know them pretty well, especially Connor Burnett. He's on the mound tonight for the Flying Squirrels. You guys played together in college, at the Masters College, now the Masters University. What's it been like to advance with him through the Giant system?
Awesome. It's a blessing. Whenever I play behind him, there always happens to be some type of ground ball to short or something like that early, and it's just a comfort thing, you know. And we were able to kind of play our game at Masters and then just kind of move a little bit to, I mean, he's a baller, so he'll probably beat me up there, but we know that we got each other's backs, you know, and we've been doing it for a while, and it's awesome to see him pitch. He's probably one of, if not my favorite guy to play defense behind him, because he's confident and he fills it up, and his pace is second to none, you know. So we've been doing it for a while, and hopefully we can keep doing it, you know.
Between the Masters College and maybe some inter-squads during spring training, you might have had the chance to face Connor Burnett once or twice. What's it like stepping into the box against him?
Uncomfortable. Because I always try too hard. I'm going to try to hit a tater off him, and then he just keeps throwing back foot sliders. And then I think I faced him 2 or 3 times. I know I've walked once. I know I flew out to right, and I just missed hitting that thing 500 feet. And then the next time, and then he just kept back footing sliders, and I wasn't even close. I think I probably swung twice and still missed it. So he's got me there. But it's fun. You know, it's fun to compete against each other and compete with each other.
One thing that we've talked about with Connor is his extension on the mound, how when he releases the ball, it looks like it's a lot closer to the plate than realizing how his fastball plays up. Is that something that you can see?
Yeah. I mean, people don't really know. I mean, it's tough, I guess, but he's a big physical dude, you know, and even from when we were at Masters, he was still a real physical pitcher, and he's athletic with it too. So when he comes from that little 3/4 arm slot, it's just something that you have to take into account. It's different, you know, and I always say, guys ask me, like, you know, why is he so successful? I'm like, well, Money Menezes up there, and you think that it's going to be something else, and you blink and it's 0-2, you know. It's just, he's coming at you and it's close and he's aggressive with it, and that's what makes it so fun playing defense behind him. He's not afraid to go after guys.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you both on the field tonight. And glad to have you back in Richmond.
Hey, it is awesome to be back in Richmond. You know, hopefully we can be here for a while.
Thanks so much, Brendan.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between the Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.